W.C. Fields, as an elderly person, was at the top rung of his profession of comedy. He was very wealthy and very successful. It is said that his lifestyle was also in variance of gospel values. And so at the end of his life, he took to reading the Bible. And somebody asked him one day, "Why are you doing that?" And he answered, "I'm looking for any loopholes I can find." The three readings today speak very plainly of the way to the kingdom of God and the way to heaven. And as I listen to those readings, I can't find any loopholes. It's pretty straightforward. It involves an honest confession, an acceptance of forgiveness, and personal transformation. There don't seem to be any loopholes. The way of the Lord is to be prepared in us and in our manner of living. The rugged places in us, the shadowy places in us, are to be given over to the power of God's love and the light of God's truth. Advent is a time to be reintegrated into the mystery of God's love, so that when Christmas comes, which is the love of God made visible, we are truly ready to receive it as it is offered. John the Baptist baptized at the Jordan. The Jordan was the place where God's chosen people entered the promised land. Their time of waiting and wandering now finds fulfillment. When they realized how deeply and eternally God truly loved them. But they sinned, and they accommodated their lives. They separated from God and from one another. Does any of that sound familiar? Take a look around. They sinned. They accommodated their lives. And they separated themselves one from the other and from God. So they were called out. Go back to the beginnings. Go back to when you first entered your promise. And confess, accept forgiveness, and begin the transformation necessary to be reintegrated into the mystery of God's love and to be re-identified with the Lord who saved you. It's the same for us. We're no different than they are. We need to do this. We need to be serious about this. John the Baptist proclaimed, "One mightier than I is coming. He will baptize all of you with the Holy Spirit." Isn't that a reality in our lives? Baptized with the Holy Spirit? It is this Spirit that prompts our presence today. You think you came here on your own will? No. The Holy Spirit called you here today. He invited you to take another step deeper into the mystery of God's love for every single one of us. What a grace and a favor that is for every single one of us. That presence today, it now enables us to open our ears to hear God's word addressed not to others, but to us. It invites us again to confess, to be forgiven, and begin the transformation to live lives, as St. Peter says, of holiness and devotion, anticipating a new heaven and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. I don't find any loopholes. But I find a great hope in one who is coming, one mightier than any of us, who by his Spirit and his love and his light reintegrates us into the eternal mystery of God's love for each and all of his children.